What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Pascal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful Wednesday. 648-1051 is the number for the Hardee's Hotline. Hardee's has made-from-scratch biscuits, steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut french fries, desserts, and much, much more. Stop by your local Hardee's restaurant for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And joining us on the Hardee's Hotline now is ESPN college basketball analyst Andy Katz, the host of Katz Corner, which airs each Thursday from 1 to 4 on ESPNU. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time as we turn the page to March. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Wanted to ask you about the team here, UTC, Chattanooga. Just how much have they been on your national radar this year, having won the Southern Conference just the other day, but also in the non-conference, having knocked off Dayton, Georgia, and Illinois? How much have you been hearing about and following Chattanooga throughout the course of this season?
Well, I've certainly heard of what they were doing. I'll be honest and say that I have not, seen them play. I do think that the league sort of unfortunately gets lost once Davidson exited to the Atlantic 10, and yet history has shown that who's come out of that league has always performed well for the most part in the postseason. And, look, Matt McCall has got great genes in terms of coaching, and the program's got a great history. And as you said, even though the teams that you rattled off outside of Dayton, in terms of their non-conference teams, aren't going to be in the NCAA tournament, but at least they played at a higher level and know what it's like to compete at that level and should be able to do so come tournament.
Obviously, we're in the heart of SEC territory. Is there any team in the SEC? Right now, you've got Kentucky, Texas A&M, South Carolina. You've got Vanderbilt that's moved into just about every NCAA tournament projection. Anybody other than Kentucky out of the SEC that you could foresee having a nice run in the NCAA tournament?
Vanderbilt. Keep it in your state. In October when I was down at SEC Media Day, the coaches in the SEC all thought that Vanderbilt was – if not the team to beat in the SEC outside of Kentucky, right there behind them. And then obviously they struggled during the course of the season. They've now hit their stride. And what's going to be interesting for Vanderbilt is I think they're going to end up being seeded to their season, which means they could end up being a 9 or 10 or 11, depending on how they finish here this last week. Yet they're much better than that and easily could get to the second weekend, which is kind of what was projected from them back in October.
You're listening to Andy Katz, the host of Katz Corner, which airs each Thursday from 1 to 4 here on ESPNU. You're listening to him now on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Andy, this season's been as crazy as any as we can remember. What does that mean, or does it mean anything for this tournament on the horizon?
Well, to my Vanderbilt point, I think we're going to see a lot of seed upsets, but I don't think we're going to see a year where there's going to be teams, and who knows, maybe I'll be wrong with a team like Chattanooga, outside the major conferences that make it all the way to Houston or close to that. But I do think we're going to see a lot of double-digit seeds win, schools that are from major conferences that didn't have the kind of season that they were projected, yet have the talent certainly to go far in the tournament.
That craziness has really shaped and reshaped some records. Along those lines, I'm not going to ask you for who you think the committee will make the top four seeds. Who are the best four teams you've seen play this year?
Well, I think it's shaken out that Kansas, Michigan State, Virginia, and then I still would put Oklahoma in that group. And then after that, you certainly could put the way Indiana's playing right now. You could take either Oregon or Utah, North Carolina when they're on their game, maybe Miami if they're not playing North Carolina. I'd say that's sort of the top seven or eight that I would see, with Arizona as that one that's right on the outside of that group.
Now, you do a lot of things at ESPN. What has been your favorite thing you've got to do with Outside the Lines?
Oh, I think it's just the various topics and delving deeper into stories that don't make it on the Sports Center. A couple weeks ago when I hosted, we did the Flint water crisis. We've done you know, a lot of different stories that there's just not enough time on SportsCenter to delve deep into those topics. And yet we have a chance to either, whether it's run a piece, whether it's talk to the principals involved, and allow much more of a further discussion on a topic that would not normally be heard throughout the course of a normal hour at SportsCenter.
You're listening to Andy Katz, the host of Katz Corner on ESPN each Thursday afternoon. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. A couple of years ago, obviously, Konzo Martin was coaching Tennessee. I know you want to you save your best runs for March, but Cal had a 7-0 February where they won six games by double digits. Do you see California as more of a Final Four contender or a potential first-round upset victim?
Kind of like Vandy, they're peaking at the right time. Tyrone Wallace is out for them for a little bit, and he was one of their veteran players. They had to mesh in high-profile newcomers, and it took them a little bit. They played a very difficult schedule. They played at Virginia. And so now they're hitting their stride at the right time, and I will be surprised if Konzo doesn't have this group ready to win a couple of games in the tournament in a couple of weeks.
What is your take on what has gone on this winter in Baton Rouge? Ben Simmons obviously comes in, and he's a lot of people love watching him, but they go to Kentucky this week, and I guess, you know, if they don't win that game, they're forced to either win the SEC tournament or get to the finals just to get in. What has been your take on what has been a wild, wild winter in Baton Rouge?
Well, my one criticism, and I've talked to Johnny a bunch and Ben a little bit, is I just wonder if the ground rules weren't established enough to where everyone else on the team knew that Ben had to be the priority. It just seems sometimes that they essentially forget about him or go away from him. Whereas, you know, in Oklahoma, everyone knows for the most part, unless it was a design play for Isaiah Cousins, Buddy Hield's going to get the ball late. Michigan State, you know, for the most part, it's going to be Denzel Valentine. And I think sometimes for LSU, they've not put the ball in Ben Simmons' hands when it mattered most. And I can't say whether that's coaching or whether it's his teammates, you know, that are acting on their own, but I think there's been a little bit of a disconnect. They're still talented enough to go on a run and make the tournament, but obviously, you know, this game Saturday against Kentucky looms pretty large.
All right, Andy, when we have guests like you on, we love to close with a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Okay.
Yes or no, Louisville coach Rick Pitino is coaching his final game with the Cardinals this weekend.
I'll say no.
Who's your favorite interview in college basketball?
That's a good one. I'll say Tom Izzo because, for the most part, he's always going to give me they're close between Tom Izzo and John Calipari because both of them are always going to give me something. They're not going to give me Coach Steve.
Who turns things around quicker, Rick Barnes at Tennessee or Bruce Pearl at Auburn?
Rick Barnes, mainly because of the history of Tennessee over Auburn in terms of the ability to recruit.
Who is the coolest guy to pull up a chair next to in the cafeteria at the ESPN compound?
Thank you. Well, I'll say Adnan because I can talk to him about a lot of different things, whether it's basketball, baseball, movies, a lot more depth.
Do you have an answer if I ask the opposite end of that question? If there's only one seat left in the cafeteria, and who do you not want it to be next to?
I don't think there's one person to be on that one.
All right, was there a college basketball team back in the day when you were a kid that got you hooked and led you to what you're doing now?
Well, I grew up in the Boston area, so I grew up, you know, when the Big East was at its height. So, I mean, that's what I was watching, obviously, at that time when it was Georgetown, St. John's, you know, Villanova, that era. So I'd say the Big East during that time, Syracuse, BC was pretty good then. So just the whole conference at that time.
Most overrated team in college basketball?
Well, I would say I'd give you Iowa, but they're showing that because they lost
right.
again last night.
Right.
All right, finally, after all these years, your favorite venue to go to?
It's still Kansas.
Cool.
Excellent. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time. It's a fun month, and we know you get busier as it goes, and we really appreciate the time that you've taken here with us here in Chattanooga today on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Andy Katz, the host of Katz Corner on ESPNU, longtime college basketball analyst for ESPN. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.